It's Thursday, September 4, 2025.
The town was heavily damaged by the fire, with several structures reduced to ash and rubble overnight.
Wildfire devastates historic Gold Rush mining town in California. Trump escalates his war against the U.S. wind energy industry. Plus, dozens of climate scientists issue scathing rebuttal to Department of Energy's science-denying report.
All of that science denial and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
So I'm trying to have people learn about wind real fast, and I think I've done a good job, but not good enough, because some countries are still trying, and they're destroying themselves. So I hope they get back to fossil fuel.
Right. They're destroying themselves with clean, abundant, renewable, cheap wind energy. Got it. This is your Green News Report. All right, Desi Doyen, you heard the president there. He wants to get rid of wind and go back to fossil fuels. I'm sure it'll all work out well. What do you got for us today?
Well, unfortunately, first, tragedy in war-torn Sudan's western Darfur region. More than 1,000 people have been killed in a landslide that completely destroyed a mountain village, leaving only one survivor, according to a rebel group controlling the area, triggered by days of relentless torrential rainfall. Numerous studies show extreme rainfall events are becoming more frequent and intense due to man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
Oh, really? Not by wind power?
Nope. Here in the U.S., meteorological autumn began Monday, but extreme summer heat ain't over yet. An expanding heat dome is broiling the western U.S. and Canada, bringing fire weather after weeks of hot and dry conditions have parched the landscape. Parts of British Columbia this week hit 104 degrees, tying the province's all-time high record. In Northern California, dozens of new wildfires erupted this week after an outbreak of dry lightning, high winds, and thunderstorms, degrading air quality and intensifying several large ongoing forest fires. Sadly, fire crews were unable to save historic buildings of the Gold Rush mining settlement known as Chinese Camp from the fast-moving fires.
That is a pity.
Donald Trump is escalating his war on the U.S. wind energy industry. The New York Times reports that the Trump White House has taken the unprecedented step of ordering federal agencies to come up with plans to attack the U.S. offshore wind industry, even agencies that typically have little to do with wind energy. Trump's government-wide assault against the booming domestic industry that generates cheap, clean, renewable energy and jobs has sent shockwaves throughout the sector. Trump's irrational hatred of wind energy is apparently due to his failure to stop an offshore wind farm near one of his golf courses.
Correct.
In Scotland.
That's right. That's all this is about. He doesn't like the windmills off of his golf course, so we all have to, frankly, suffer across the entire planet because of it.
A split appeals court has sided with the Trump Environmental Protection Agency, upholding the termination of more than $20 billion in Biden-era grants to nonprofit environmental groups that had already been disbursed. Two Trump-appointed judges on the three-judge panel rejected the nonprofit organization's lawsuit, but not on the merits, instead claiming it is a contractual claim and was filed in the wrong court. The groups plan to appeal, but some recipients may be forced to close if the EPA drains the funding from their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
More than 85 scientists have issued a joint rebuttal to a recent report issued by the Trump Department of Energy that attempts to cast doubt on established climate science and calls the threat of climate change overblown. The scientists say the Energy Department's analysis, written by prominent climate science deniers, is, quote, not scientifically credible, riddled with errors, misrepresenting, and cherry-picking data. And this matters because the administration is using that Department of Energy report as its basis to dismantle the government's authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions that are warming the planet. Here's Andrew Dessler, professor of atmospheric sciences at Texas A&M University, on why he coordinated the scientific pushback against the Trump administration's attempt to manufacture doubt.
This report, it's full of half-truths and miscitations of the literature and some just sort of obvious errors due to a lack of understanding of the literature. And it's very important that the science be right in these, because the government is going to be making policy from this. And so if you have a report that's full of errors, how can you make good policy based on that?
That report was made by five climate-denying dopes challenging the scientific work of tens of thousands of scientists.
Yeah, it's insane.
Insane doesn't even cover it. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.